Welcome to Radio Olderhood. I'm Rodman Trimingham, and with me today is Bill Story, the founder of Olderhood.com. You're listening to the first in a continuing series of podcasts on the topic of retirement happiness. In the coming weeks, we'll be discussing what it means to have a happy retirement and how to bring more joy to your daily life. So, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Rodman. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Olderhood. This week we started a new column called Retirement Happiness, as you said. The feedback thus far has been tremendous, actually. So we're very excited about that. I think the whole purpose of this new column was that, we have a fairly significant audience nowadays in Olderhood. I think most people are realistic about the challenges of life, particularly life in retirement. But there seems to be a common thread that goes through everything. And that pretty much is that, people understand that there are challenges. In life, but they all want to be happy.
But didn't you find it surprising that even though we've got people who read our blog and follow our Facebook page and they're members of the Olderhood International Club, and yet they're from all over the world? I mean, we've got people from the Philippines, we've got people from Canada, from Australia,
yeah.
From the UK, yeah. From India. And not knowing too much about some of these places, I really would have thought that the issues and the things that people were concerned about, they would have been really diverse. But it turns out that we're all pretty much the same.
I think that's a myth. I think when we read, as we have done, as you and I have done extensively, I think when we read research reports about retirement and retirement planning and people's concerns and all the issues that people have, there seems to be a myth, that we've seen, that the problems of a retired person in Mexico is different from a retired person in England or in India. I don't think we seem to see that common thread. I think it's just simply a case of there may be specific issues regarding how a pension fund, for example, is paid out.
Think that there's been an overemphasis on just the issues of pension funds or retirement living, if you have that in your country, and not enough of a focus on the fact that the world has really changed, that people no longer just get a gold watch and then sit in a rocking chair and wither away?
Without a doubt. There has been, for those of us who are old enough to remember how our parents, and for that matter, I suppose our grandparents, how they retired and what they did, back in the 1950s, maybe it's the 1960s. Well, you're right, they got a retirement party, they were given a gold watch, and then they went to the garden, and you never saw them again. That's changed.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, these days, 75-year-olds are going rock climbing.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not everybody, because that's not your personal passion in life, but the idea that one should just, sit in a corner and not have interests and not have, even a second career, if that's where your heart is at. There's just so many things that people can be doing these days.
Well, but I think there was always things that people could have done, but I just don't think that they did do them. And I think that the change has been not that all of a sudden we have rocks to climb or mountains to climb. They've always been there. I think the difference is people's attitude is, I'm older, I'm over 60 or I'm over 65 or whatever age, but I ain't done yet.
Do you know, what I'd be interested to know, certainly what the scenario we're talking about, it has been very prevalent in the UK and in North America, and that the switch in thinking is rampant in these places. What I'd like to know, and maybe some of our listeners are going to write in and tell us what they think, what has retirement been like in places like India? You know, have people kept, you know, working and being vital and having interest in doing things pretty much all along? Or is this a new concept there too?
Well, I mean, you choose a great example there, because that's actually a passion of mine is things like the Indian Railways. I mean, I love documentaries about the Indian Railways, which is, the biggest employer in India. And I mean, we've got members in Mumbai and New Delhi and Srinagar and places like that, down in Goa. And it's amazing, quite a number of these people actually worked on the railways. I think by and large, yeah, you're right. Their kind of retirement lifestyle that they had, and to a great extent still have, is, you know, you retire and pretty much that's it. But certainly when we talk to these people through the Olderhood website and through the forums that we have, I think that's changing. I think those people, you're using the example of India, but I think those people are changing to say, hey, listen, there's other things I want to do, whether it's travel or you know, get a second job or a part-time job, or whether it's, you know, spend more time with the grandkids or whatever sort of thing. You know, stuff like that is they're just changing. The attitude is changing.
Do you know what I hope? I hope before we do the next broadcast that some people who listen to this will send us emails and let us know how their own retirement is either the same or different from the retirement that their parents and grandparents had.
I think that's fantastic, because what we did this week was we published our first really was just the introduction article as to, you know, the whole column of retirement happiness. So we really start next week, I suppose, with a much more, focused article, focused issues, etc. I think as you say, you know, we get some feedback and some reaction, and by all means, please, send us some of your thoughts either through the website or send me an email, bill@olderhood.com.
And that's about all we have time for today. Make sure you check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/olderhood. And we hope you have a happy day.